Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here's the show that keeps on picking up steam each and every week. Man, I'm so blessed to produce this. It's the Throwdown on Tuesdays. It's Peter Ray's American Sports History Podcast coming out of Cleveland, Ohio. A brother, a mentor, and a friend to me. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 30 minutes goes by quick. Archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, Peter the Threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And this is the guy where you hide the wife. The wife loves this guy. He comes on every 2 weeks, and we're waiting for that darn good show of his to kick back up, too. Take it away as I man the boards with your great guest, Billy North.
Hi, Mark. I'm doing well. I have a YouTube channel. It's my name, Peter J. Rea. You're absolutely right. Tonight, for the 38th time, we have on the show a guy who played Major League Baseball from 1971 to 1981 with the Chicago Cubs, Oakland A's, L.A. Dodgers, and San Francisco Giants. He won two World Series championships in 1973 and 1974. He had 395 career stolen bases, 79th all-time, tied with Dave Collins. Two-time American League stolen base leader in 1974 and 76. More than 1,000 hits, first Oakland A's DH. Won a title in 78 with the Dodgers. Three times led the American League in total chances per game, twice in putouts, once in assists from the outfield on a double play. He had 120 doubles, 31 triples, 627 walks, and 640 runs scored. Welcome to the show, the incomparable Mr. Bill North.
That's me.
That's you.
Hey, Peter. What's happening?
Hey. All right. Now, you haven't been on for a while. You had the Oakland A's Fan Fest February 24th. I don't think you've – did you talk to the listeners about that yet?
I think I did, dude.
You did? Okay.
We could do it again if you want. It was a good day.
Sure. Tell us all about it.
Well, what happened was it was a fan-sponsored fan fest. And they had gotten a sponsor, a beer company, who was their chief sponsor. Well, the A's didn't like that, and they put pressure on the chief sponsor to back out, and he did. The only problem with that was it hit the wire. It was on the news and stuff. And when the public found out about it, seven more companies stepped up in their place. And the publicity they got, there was a crowd of about 3,000 or 4,000 people there on an absolutely beautiful day in Oakland. It was 70, 75 degrees, and we were down Jack London Square. Just a wonderful day.
And who came besides you among former players?
Can't remember. Mike Norris. What's his name? Ben Grieve.
Shooty Babbitt.
Shooty wasn't there. A couple of pitchers, the Australian pitcher. Can't remember his name. There were about 10 of us.
How many fans came?
Between 3,000 and 4,000 people. This,
wow.
This place was jumping. and we interviewed and that, and I was so charming that mine hit the news that night.
And you got to talk about Catfish Hunter and Reggie Jackson and Vita Blue and
the
guys.
Unusual glib self, and we had a good time.
And then I talked
about Catfish and Lida and the guys that have passed away. You know how I get when that happens, when I get an opportunity. It goes straight to my heart, and I had a couple of them out there crying and everything What a good day. Praise the Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful. Glad to hear that. Yeah, well, that's it's good to have guys like you around, remembering the coolest MLB team of all time, the Oakland A's from the early 1970s.
You keep telling me that, Peter.
Now we
hey, Alice, how are you?
Oh, she's well. I'll pass it along. She's fine. She sends her best wishes, my dear wife. Who you're her favorite podcast guest because you have a good heart and a good sense of humor. So those are very important things. She can
yeah,
see that.
I got a lot to be grateful for. Thankful for.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Good yeah. attitude. That's what's important.
I ain't mad at nobody, and I ain't got no evil in me.
There you go. There you go. Now, we talked about this. We're talking about the 73 Baltimore Orioles. That was your first year in the American League, and there's just a few more guys to talk about. Do you remember a pitcher named Bob Reynolds?
Bob Reynolds is from Seattle. I faced him in high school and summer ball. He struck out in his senior year. He struck out two out of every three batters he faced. And he can run it up there real good. Well, the only thing I'm telling you is when I faced him again and saw him again in professional ball, and that fastball, everybody liked fastballs, Peter.
Uh-huh.
and you know, he pitched up in the zone. He had gone to cutting the ball and breaking pitches and that. And it was really, really, he was a dominant pitcher in high school and that. A lot of that is that you're bigger than everybody. But he can run up there real good, boy.
Why does everybody like fastballs?
If you can't hit a fastball, you got to get a new job.
Yeah, but it's fast. Isn't that why they throw it? Because it's hard to hit. It comes up so quick.
You better put some movement on it.
Oh, okay. Fastball.
Because
so guys like
fastball, only one that could get away with that was a guy named Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah. My saying is everybody likes fastballs, but don't nobody want a whole truckload. Everybody like ice cream, but don't nobody want a whole truckload of it. And, and shoot, a fastball. Some of them can run it up there, boy.
And, how about Grant Jackson? Do you remember him?
Yeah, left-handed pitcher. Brother. He's a good dude. Yeah.
Wasn't he their closer?
No. Who was their closer? Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. But it wasn't Grant. He was a left-handed specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He could get – they kept him in the league. There's a couple of them they kept in the league just to get out some of those left-handed hitters. Yeah.
Hey.
But Grant was a good player. He had a good career.
Okay, how about Don Hood?
He was a left-hander, too. Yeah. Yeah, pretty boy.
okay. Good looking, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He was in the right place.
Uh huh.
Well, it would have been better for him if he'd have been on our team, because we were the only ones better than Baltimore. Yeah.
How about Wayne Garland?
Right-handed pitcher. He had a good career too. He gave us some innings. Yeah. He was in Texas too, wasn't he?
Well, he was in Cleveland, actually. I know Baltimore and Cleveland. We signed with a big contract. Now, I wanted to move on to the 1973 was my first year as a fan, and oh boy, was I into it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the 1973 Cleveland Indians. Did you ever have an encounter with the owner Nick Mulledy?
No, I didn't.
No. Okay.
Are you sure that he was the owner then, or was? Yep. Who was I thinking about, Vec?
That was in Cleveland years before, but Vec was still around. But how about the GM, Phil Segge? Did you ever encounter him?
Yeah, I knew him.
You knew Phil Segge. What do you remember about Phil
Segge? Well, I mean, he was management and that, but I remember the name. Frank Robinson came in that year, didn't he?
No, in 75, well, they traded for him in 74, and then he was managing in 75, and Segge brought him in, yeah.
He was a player manager, was he?
Player manager, that's right.
My favorite person in the world.
How about the 73 Indians manager, Ken Aspromonte? Do you have any memory of him?
I don't have, I know who he is, and I recognize his name. And that, but he's the manager of the other team,
right?
I didn't have too many conversations with them.
Okay, the coaching staff for the Indians in '73, Rocky Colavito.
Hey man, Rocco Colavito, he played back there with Bob Feller, damn near.
Yeah, back in the 50s. Yep.
He's a big guy.
He was part of your childhood. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On TV. The Yankees had their channel, CBS.
Uh huh.
And that's pretty much every Saturday game with the Yankees. And then sometimes they put my Braves on there.
Mm-hmm.
Bad hitter.
How about Warren Spahn, the Indians pitching coach in 73?
Warren Spahn, what, 321 wins?
More like 360, I think. Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Get you out, boy. Yeah. Yeah, that curveball. They had some pitchers back then, boy. They're going to give you a 35 start. But Spahn comes from an era of 156 games. But he's, come on, Warren Spahn, that's a Milwaukee Brave.
Yeah, like they used to say with the Milwaukee Braves, Spahn insane in 2 days of rain. And then
Then a guy named Burdette came along, Lou Burdette, and what's the other guy? Bob Buell.
Uh-huh. And then back in the 70s with Nolan Ryan and Frank Tanana, it was Tanana and Ryan in 2 days of crying.
I know this much. I could hit Tanana, I could work Nolan sometimes. He got me more often than I got him. And then 5,000 strikeouts, I'm well up in there. The first time I saw him was when I came to the big leagues with the Cubs. He was with the Mets. I got traded to the A's. He went to California Angels. I went to back to the National League, he was with the Houston Astros.
Oh, boy, no escaping Nolan Ryan.
I'm well up in there. down there in Anaheim, after he dusted me off, because they started in Twilight Games. And after he dusted me off, I go back to the dugout and tell him, because, I was always the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And so he dusts me, I go back to tell the boys and say, you better get ready. You got a little extra tonight.
Okay, how about now the Indians, the players in 1973, Dave Duncan, any memory of him?
Yeah, he was Oakland A's. He left in 72, and I came in 73. But, yeah, he's championship catcher for the A's.
Yeah. You probably saw him in A's reunion since you guys were both A's.
No.
No?
Not so much. He was there in 72.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tennis and Fosse, they might have gotten rid of Dave before the 72 season. I thought he got a World Series, though. Yeah.
No, he did. And then he came to Cleveland with George Hendrick for Ray Fosse for the 73. Yes, yeah, so he was on the 72. Yeah. How about Chris Chambliss, the Indians' first baseman? You remember him?
Yeah. He could play. He could hit, too. Yeah. Put the ball in play. He had some power. You know, he had a good career, too. He was over there with the Yankees, too. Yeah,
put the Yanks in the 76 World Series with a blast.
76, what?
Against the Royals.
The Yankees and
Royals. But then the Yanks got swept by the Reds.
Royals, you talk about a bunch of playing guys that can play.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and they were constantly harassing everybody. Amos Otis and Al McRae and Mayberry and, Willie Wilson. Yeah.
Your American League West rivals.
Yeah, except when we beat them all the time.
Okay, the Indians' second baseman, Jack Brohammer.
Jack Brohammer, I used to get him, Peter. He was one of them that stayed on the when he's doing that double play. He stayed near the base too long. I remember spending him and what was the guy that used to be the short little guy that used to be the second baseman for the Braves, Hubbard, Glenn Hubbard.
Okay.
I could see, breaking up that double play. Hey, man, I would tell him, better get up.
But how about the shortstop, Frank Duffy?
Jack, he couldn't hit the water if he jumped out of a boat, but he was a team leader. And then what's his name came? Dwayne Kuiper. Yeah,
Kuiper played second. Yeah, he came in there. Hey, he replaced Brohammer, yeah. How about Buddy Bell?
Nice guy, player. He was always kind to me. Yeah, I like him a lot.
Charlie Spikes.
Charlie, big old Charlie. Charlie was a big boy. And he could hit them far, too. Yeah. He could play. He had a good career. Yeah,
you could have talked with him about Frank Robinson. He had his challenges when Robinson came. His career really went into he was my favorite player. And when Frank Robinson came, there was just so much pressure. Robinson was a high pressure manager, and it didn't work with
Frank
Charlie.
Frank was a great player, but he forgot about the outs he made.
Okay, George Hendrick.
Oh man, that's my boy. They call it easy. he played the game so effortless. It looked like he was lazy. But he had a great arm, played a good center field, and he had some terrific wrists. a hell of a hitter, had a strike zone from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He didn't walk much, but he was here. George is out of L.A., and he was a friend of mine, you know, and they ran him out of there when I came, you know.
Yeah, he was on the 72. He won a World Series with Duncan in 72 before,
yeah.
And then came to Cleveland. Yeah, you guys were crossing paths. So
yeah.
When Charlie Finley decided he wanted Ray Fosse and he wanted Dave Duncan gone, and I guess he thought George Hendrick wasn't playing hard enough.
You know what? He made all the plays. And he just did it smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Him, as far as that goes, him and Gary Templeton were like, Gary Templeton had more range. Ozzie Smith would die for a ball. Gary Templeton made plays that, and would make a throw on balls that Ozzy dove for. He was a tremendous athlete. Yeah.
Gary Templeton.
Yeah. Rock steady, yeah.
Yeah, what's interesting is George Hendrick, they were always saying, oh, you got to play harder. And he became a longtime coach, actually. So maybe he learned from these coaches who kept giving him a hard time when he...
You know what? George didn't take no stuff from nobody. And you know what? He had a tremendous career. Some people just make it look easy, Peter.
Right.
He was an excellent player.
Hey, Rusty Torres.
He's a little shortstop utility guy, wasn't he?
No, I think he was outfielder, but he wasn't. He was a small, not too big. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember him.
Okay, Oscar Gamble.
OG. When I came up to the big leagues with the Cubs, they got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
But OG had a good career. He had that big hair.
He's on the cover of the book Big Hair and Plastic Grass by MLB in the 70s by, what's his name? This Dan Epstein, along with Mark.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
OG was from Alabama, too, I think.
Uh-huh.
And over there in Mobile. And, you know, they had a lot of home runs come out of Mobile, boy.
Mm-hmm.
The Aaron brothers and Cleon Jones and Tommy A.G. and Billy Williams and Willie McCovey and come on, man. Yeah, them guys could hit coming out of Alabama Mobile.
How about John Ellis?
Catcher, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was, I remember him as the thought that pops in my head is he was their leader.
Right, right.
And he was a tough guy. You know, he didn't bother nobody, but there are some catchers that you don't want to run into. Okay.
He was another guy who clashed with Frank Robinson and got shipped out. Walt Williams.
No neck.
No neck.
No neck. What was the other guy? Him and what was the guy down in Anaheim? What was his name? The guy. Both of them didn't have no neck.
Okay.
Alex Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a player too. But Walt Williams was hey man, he had a career, and you remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
See?
John Lowenstein.
First baseman. He's a good player. He was young then. Well, he was a good player. They ran him out there every day.
Leo Cardenas.
Leo?
Leo Cardenas.
Yeah. You know, he was an old dude. He had been around for a while. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Yeah, he was in the Aparicio era and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, you know, Latin and could play the game.
Tom Ragland.
Who?
Tom Ragland.
Don't remember.
Ron Lolich.
Wow, look at that. You finally got one that I couldn't say now.
Ron Lolich, a cousin of Mickey Lolich.
Now, I remember Fat Mickey. Fat Mickey, I used to, you know, those left-handers, I used to hit pretty good. And then they made me a switcher. So, but Mickey was over there with the Mets.
The Tigers.
Yeah, but he also was with the Mets. Wasn't
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
moving around.
Yeah, he was over there with what's his name? Denny McClay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mickey can pitch. You know, them old guys, man. Mickey was the number two starter. Yeah.
How about Ted Ford?
Don't remember.
Alan Ashby.
Yep. He was a catcher. Didn't he go to the Angels too?
Astros.
Astros. Yeah, he was down there with Bob Watson and Cruz and them and JR and Nolan.
Yep.
Jose Cruz.
Jerry Kenney.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Peter? He used to be with Kansas City, did he?
He was with the Yankees. Could have been KC, too.
What was his last name?
Kenny, Jerry Kenney.
No, the guy I was thinking of was with Kansas City. And
okay, how about Gaylord? Go ahead.
When we went on the first strike ever in baseball, he was the only one that, he was the only player that went against the strike.
Okay.
He did it for religious reasons. You don't talk back to your boss, you know.
How about Gaylord Perry?
Come on, man. Gaylord, I'll tell you this much, Peter. You be going up to that plate, and Gaylord throw you some ball, a ball that things that baseballs aren't supposed to do. Okay. I look at the umpire and say, now you know as well as I do that ball right there, it had to have something on it.
What'd the umpire say?
Come on, man. Gaylord, what he would do, when he would load up from the front out, is when somebody hit a foul ball and everybody's looking at the ball, that's when he would load up. Tremendous competitor, made you play. I didn't steal too many off of him. He made you play base-to-base baseball. Come on, man, Gaylord Perry. Yeah, I got to know him after, after I was out of the gig and that, and we were friends. Gaylord was a good man, and I have a lot of respect for him.
Our guest has been Mr. Bill North, the starting center fielder and leadoff hitter for the coolest MLB team of all time, the Oakland A's from the early 1970s. Of time is gone, Mr. Bill North. Thank you. Do you have any final words for our audience tonight?
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's for
sure. Time flies when you're having flies.
Okay.
You guys take care of yourself out there, and God bless you. Thanks for listening to me and Peter. run off at the mouth. We seem to have a pretty good time. I appreciate you, Peter. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you. What a gift having you on every 2 weeks. It's been a while. We missed a couple shows, so I'm so glad to have you on again.
We got to get back in the groove.
Yep, the MLB in the 70s, especially you guys in Oakland, the Mustache Gang, winning 3 World Series in a row. We'll have what a gift having you on, Bill. We'll have Bill on in 2 weeks. And next week we're going to have Mike Gallo, who was a Major League Baseball pitcher from 2003 to 2006 with the Houston Astros. He was on about 4 years ago. So thanks again, Bill, for coming on the show. What a gift having you on.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Dear listener, may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Good night, everybody. Thanks again so much, Mr. Bill North.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. Very good.